song title again?
Anda de lo le di ele du mare.
Is it rolling, Bob?
Boy, seems to be a lot of noise around. Ambient noise. I could switch on the filter, but what the hell. I'm at Buffers Park, and this is just going to be a quickie. I believe this will be the start of Dixon Jane's podcast number 414, the Maritime Edition. The plan is, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at a Best Western hotel out near the airport. And at 11:30, a representative from Fraser View Camper Rentals will be picking up the bar stool, Buddha and myself, and driving us out to Cookstown to pick up our RV for the summer. And I'll be spending the next 3 weeks touring around Quebec and Nova Scotia. So that's kind of exciting, but my God, I only got home last night from my last tour, so it's a bit crazy, a bit busy. I've been running around doing errands, little things to try and catch up on, enter some accounts, get things printed off that I should have done before, organize my tech stuff and my clothing for the next 3 weeks, and thought I would just get started on an introductory clip, sort of the before I leave home, wrapping up the tour. The tour went beautifully, and already we've got the outline plan for next year, 2014, so I'll be doing the same thing. And if you're still listening to Dixon Jane's at that point, you'll be hearing me from camp, from Quebec City, from the various places we stop along the way. And I'll be happy again, doing what I love doing. But that's getting ahead of us. That's a year down the road. It's just to say that when the tours go well and you're working with good partners and good people, you say, let's keep a good thing going. And that's the name of the game. But meanwhile, just a quick chance to check in with my wife and son. And boy, oh boy, fighting over a crust of bread, maybe. We'll go out for a dinner tonight to sort of commemorate the occasion. And then off we go on this journey. Now, I don't know how you're going to hear from me. I still prefer the long Dixon Jane's when I do clips like this and cobble it together with some music. But I realized once I started doing these dudesies that maybe the time doesn't matter so much, and maybe it's better to just end it when it ends, you know, logical place, whether it's 37 minutes or 49 minutes or 52 minutes or 105 minutes. It shouldn't matter so much, and I'm trying to shake myself loose, Jesus, from this 60-minute grip that I've got. There's a part of me that likes it for its consistency and its regularity, but there's another part that says, do I really have to? I'm caught on that. I mean, in the end, I don't think it matters a whole lot one way or the other, and I don't think it'll matter that much to you, although I would like some feedback, maybe people like. I certainly won't go over by far the 60-minute mark. That's the outside limit, I think, for anybody subscribing. I'm not entirely satisfied with the short clips. I love Boss Rock Studio. It works very cool. I haven't found a simple way. I've seemed to be able to put out the episodes and paste the direct link, but I think I've got my file tied into the web page where I'm hosting them, or the blog where I'm hosting, and I think it's just made it more complicated than it needs to be. I think I got to find a simpler solution. So stay tuned, although probably that will be the short-term answer. Oh, you'll get what you'll get. Do I have to even tell you that? Not at all. So let me get on with getting ready. This is just an introductory clip to say, boy, the next adventure is about to start, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how all this spills out. I know my buddy the Barstool Buddha is a hardcore heavy drinker. He won't mind me saying that. And so there'll definitely be enough time for rest and relaxation. and I'm kind of looking forward to that. Not the excessive drinking, but just a drink and a toke and a quiet talk. We'll see how that plays out. Stay tuned. Bye for now. Check, check, check. It is exactly 8 a.m. August the 14th. Guess that's a Wednesday. And I'm sitting in there, folding chair facing the Adventurer. This is the 19-foot RV that the Barstool Buddha rented. And boy, what a treat it is traveling in this baby. We're talking flush toilets, hot shower, kitchen sink, microwave, fridge. It's pretty nice. Yeah. This is day two, the start of day two. And I thought I'd do a little bit of recording of this trip for you. Last night, as we sat around the campfire, which I built, took me three tries to get it just right. My three was my limit, and I was going to give up after that. And I take a certain amount of pride in building fires and was not going to turn it over to... I'm going to call him Harold, who is the Barstool Buddha. So we got a nice burner going, chill in the air, and sat around. And Harold told stories about his Zen revelations through golf. And I was spellbound. I mean, they were real, and I was totally, totally into it. I see he's just, or here he's just fired up the furnace in the van just to get rid of some of the condensation and prepare for breakfast. This is a very fine trip. I think beforehand I had no way of preparing or understanding or knowing what exactly it was going to be like. I just knew that I'm doing this, but I was so wrapped up, of course, with my other tour with the girls from Japan that I didn't have time to project into this one and think about it much. Till yesterday, and I got my buddy Brian to drive me out to the airport to the Best Western, and we got picked up by the shuttle and picked up the van, and there we went. And here we are in Algonquin Park at a very nice secluded campsite. Rained during the night, and you're thinking, yeah, it's not going to bother me because I got this nice cozy warm bed up above the cab. It's mine, it's the big one, and so Harold turned that over to me. I'm the only one who'd fit up there. It's camping in a way I've never camped before. I've always been envious of Dr. Dave and family when they do going up, leaving the Sioux and doing some of the camping in their nice trailer. And I guess I'd venture to say there's even a step up from that in terms of comfort. But just to be camping and not without a tent, because last night tenting would not have been a good experience, and waking up this morning in the damp and the wet would not have been nice. But anyway, enough about the logistics. The reality of it, as I said, I couldn't really picture what it was, and what it is about was the opportunity to share some space and stories, and for a change, a very welcome change. I've become the listener, and I hadn't realized what a great storyteller the Barstool Buddha has become. And his stories of revelation, these four stages, four levels, starting with the putting story from 15 years back and working his way up until the very latest, which occurred to him last night, wonderful. I'm not going to repeat, you know, bit by bit. It just wouldn't be the same. But I want to tell you, I was sitting beside somebody who really got a Zen understanding. And awareness. Would you like me to close that for you? It's a simple matter to slide in. There you go. I've laughed more in this past, 18 hours than I have in a while. Well, I do laugh a lot on my tour. I should say that too. But it's a happy place. And it was kind of interesting because suddenly you're intimately sharing a space. You're sitting side by side in this cab, but you're sleeping in the same thing. We had to go shopping, together. Beer shopping, a dozen beer each. And we put a pretty good dent in the supply last night along with a couple of J's or partway through some J's. And it was just so pleasant, so nice just to be sitting in a deck chair, staring into the fire, putting on another log, and listening to good stories. One of the things we concluded, and I've sort of said this before, and it is not an exaggeration, our lives, if you think of the group of friends that I've got, and I'm talking my friends going way back to Lachine, we've launched ourselves in so many different directions, and there have been so many adventures of the kind that I suppose people are still doing. I'd have to think that, of course. But ours are pretty unique. When you think of the overlaps, for example, one of the cornerstones is this 1975 Yukon summer, and that was just a rich, textured, wild, crazy time, but you've heard about that. Just this morning, over our second coffee, Harry starts talking about the trip to Hawaii. They say the 21-day sailing trip to Hawaii on a sailing course. And Harold appointed himself quartermaster and came up with the formula that you needed. A case of beer per man per day. I think it was an 8-man crew. A case of beer per man per day. And he said his greatest moment was sailing into Hawaii at the very end, just coming in with his very last beer and his very last joint. Like he got the supplies just right. And that's quite something. And the happiest, coming off shift, he was doing night watch, and he said the best Jay was 6 in the morning, you've done your shift, and that's when you grab your first beer and a joint. And you think about that, holy shit, guys sailing across in a schooner with beer and pot and the open oceans, holy Christ. And of course, then there was the littler story of just the 5-day Gulf Islands cruise with Barnacle Bill, the Barstool Buddha, and our good friend Peter, the accountant, who sadly is one of us who's passed on. Harold was just talking about standing outside of Jerry's Cove in Vancouver and having a cigarette. They're both heavy cigarette smokers, both with diabetes, both not in the best of health. And Peter's saying, this is probably going to be the last time you're ever going to see me. And sure enough, it was. So a lot of touching moments, a lot of just a rich, rich, rich fabric of friendship. And that's what this trip is all about. It's going to be sharing stories and a kindness and a caring that goes back. We're talking, 40 years, 1972? 1970, 45 years we're talking about here. That's a long time of friendship and a lot of journeys and travels and stories. So I'm pretty damn happy. I just said when Harold said, listen, my Thai wife, is not going to enjoy this journey and she's not coming. I need a driver. Are you willing to go? And I think I knew enough to jump at it and say, sure. Because this was planned as a reunion tour. Our last one in Nova Scotia was 1988. This is the 25th anniversary. And as we weave these stories you realize how many other little mini gatherings. I think right of my one of my own, the Six Hat Summit, we called it out on, was it the Sunshine Coast, I guess, with the boy. He was nicknamed the boy just because he was a few years younger than us. Same boy that we did the Nova Scotia trip, the first one where we found the rock. But it's probably, if I go into too many of these, it's going to make for very boring listening. So I'm trying not to tell the stories, but to tell how important those stories are. Listen to those leaves, a little bit of a wind picking up, and it's just beautiful. We're surrounded, we're deep in a very, very beautiful, isolated kind of canopy of trees. Here in Algonquin Park on our very first day of the journey, first day out. Hasn't been 24 hours yet. It's gone so smoothly. Like, we got into the grocery store and, okay, without a plan, but we'll go up and down every aisle and we'll just make compromises, and we agreed on pretty well everything. And got all the basics. The next stop is the beer store, and some very, very good. I'm glad to see that there's some new Lake of Bays brews out there, and had those. Rot Cut was the one I drank last night. Sounding an awful lot like Rot Gut, but it's not. It was a decent beer. So, in summary, I don't want to keep this clip too long. I want to go in and have my breakfast, my cereal and banana and yogurt. It's just been a fabulous tour, and like I say, I'm not even 18 hours, 24 hours into it yet, and it's just absolutely wonderful. It's just so good to be doing this, and just we're just both in kind of a harmony of let's just go along peacefully and roll along our merry way and see where we get to. And boy, that's a wonderful, rich thing to do, and it is actually one of these adventures, like all the adventures from the past I was just referring to. This is it. So I'm going to leave it there, boys, girls, 12-minute mark. Do a couple more of these, just check in with you every once in a while. I just want you to know I am in the fucking zone, man. I'm in the zone. Oh, yeah. And now it's time for some breakfast. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Just one more thing. On my lap, I'm holding the book on the taboo against knowing who you are, a book I've already read, of course, by our very own Alan Watts, but there are some fabulous quotes in here, which I'll come back to later. But, of course, the first one is just how we in the West have got it all wrong, thinking ourselves as a bag of skin with sort of an ego or personality somehow inside there and outside of nature, and he's saying that just ain't it. That ain't the way it is. We are of nature. As the ocean waves, the planet peoples. That's an Alan Watts quote, something along that line. So, yeah, great book to bring along with me on this tour because it is all about Zen. In a few days, Barnacle Bill will be flying into Halifax, and eventually we're going to meet up on the farm and meet some great people down in Nova Scotia who make their own brews and people we've met in the past, and another cross-fertilization. Oh, boy. This is only the start of the journey. This is only the start. Only in everything. Bye for now.
Coming down that railroad track.
I think we're coming to a nervous turn.
Yeah, well, I'd say skip it. Traveling down the highway, 15 South right now, having just passed through Morin Heights, and what was the first night we stayed? St. What? Or Mont-Laurent? Mont-Laurent? Mount Mont-Laurent? First night. Second night on the road. Third day on the road. Orange Blossom Special leading us down the highway. Would you rather hear that than me? All right, you bastards. some sand in my shoes. Maybe California. And get some sand in my shoes. That orange blossom special. And lose these New York blues. Fortunately, I have a driver that doesn't mind that I'm stoned sitting in the passenger seat. I'll tell you that. That's a good thing. Harold and I are getting along famously. I've just declared this is retirement gold we're experiencing. Retirement gold. Hey, sounds like a good name for weed, doesn't it? Retirement gold. I can make a killing on that.
Say, man, when are you going back to Florida?
I don't know if it will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nursery in New York?
I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die, do die, do
die. Talk about your rambler.
She's the fastest train on that line. Yeah, talk about a rambler. She's the fastest train on that line. You ride that orange blossom special and lose it, New York blues. Woo-hoo! All right, sorry. It was a lot of fun. Enjoyed doing that. I was just saying to Harold, I love your root. I don't call him the Barstool Buddha for nothing. No, I think he called himself that. I think you gave me that name, didn't you? You said some of your friends at the Spider's Bar called you that?
Spider's Web, yeah.
Spider's Web. Gave you the names, Barstool Buddha. It's a good one. It sticks. So, I guess that's all I wanted to say. I don't think I'll talk anymore right now, but... It's been fun. Quieter night last night. Oh, Harold got a lot drunker than I did. I refused to have a drink after I finished my bottle of wine. A couple of togs. In fact, only one tog, I think, last night. We're limiting. Forgot to bring my supply, my stash. I left back home. Anyway, we got reinforcements. No problem. Had a shower, got all spruced up, clean shirt and underwear. Feels good. Cooked up the eggs and breakfast in the camp stove, and it is comfortable. I got the bed above the driver's seat, directly above where I'm sitting right now, and it's spacious. It's like a double size, and it's hard mattress, which I love. You just keep yourself low. It's only got 2 foot clearance, if that, yeah. But very enjoyable. Good sleep. And lots of conversations. Last night we talked a lot about the cosmos. I was being quite bellicose and refusing and saying they're only using words to try and describe reality. And math doesn't really describe anything at all. I know mathematicians know that it does, but I mean, the point I wanted to keep getting back to was the human condition. Like, how... this is the first time we have had this level of awareness. No, other civilizations have. And have pondered the meaning of life. But when you believe that we were born way back in our history, so damn stupid, and the fact that we're becoming more intelligent... that we are evolving, that consciousness is evolving. This is a mindfucker, because it's like the universe, the reality of how vast is it? When did it start? What was the old issue of looking for answers? What was there before? And I think the answer is not even nothing. There was no before, right?
There was no before.
And I'm saying that's the same thing. That's the same as nothing. It's just, you're just playing with words there. You didn't answer the question. That doesn't, because our brain sort of almost has to polarize before a non-start and a start. Anyway, we'll leave it there. That was a discussion. Listen to a bit of a podcast. What was the name of the podcast, Harry?
Astronomy Cast.
One of Harold's favorites. And... no fire, just sitting in the deck chairs, talking, side of the road campsite. clean, efficient, did the job. Got us as far as we needed to get that day. No complaints whatsoever. We've been reflecting on how fairly compatible we actually are. I was bragging, and here I don't mind sharing this with you, about how good I have been at cultivating this nest full or field full or whatever of good friendships. Good friends. Interesting people. Good people. People to trust and care for and to weed through the 8 billion people in humanity, most of who you will not meet, know, or care about. But, you know, through your school, your work, the places you've lived, and off-chance meetings at parties and things, you gather together a group of friends, who I like to call my Dixon Janes. So Dixon Janes, I am having another revelation, Harold. This is a revelation. Dixon Janes, the name I used for the podcast and for the book, was about the collection of friends, the Dix and the Janes. That's what it's about. I do a very poor job of talking about other people's lives. It's basically, it's become far too much, and maybe that's Bruce's complaint. It's all me. I sort of feel that's the nature of an individual podcast. I can't really help it. That's the nature of the beast. And I like to think I'm interesting enough, and I just couldn't do a decent job. But I should talk more about my friends. That's what I was thinking about yesterday. I really should, because my listeners don't know how interesting you really are, what an interesting life you've had. We've tried to cover it before, but it's in fragments. Wow, feels a lot more than 8 minutes. But I guess it's only been about 3 songs. So I'll leave you now and regret turning this off because you'll miss a piece of good conversation like so many of you have. But part of it is I also wanted to park the Scarborough Dude for a while and just get on and enjoy the company of my friends on this trip. My other friends, my IRL friends. To which I like to think I'm still adding people. I think I'm still cultivating friendships actively. You may be one of them. If you're out there listening, this may be a plot on my part to turn you into a friend. So be careful. Because, in fact, if you're listening this far, you've listened this often, I don't think you have any choice in the matter. I like to think you couldn't help but like me and want me for a friend. Because if that wasn't the case, you wouldn't be listening. So before we get too circular, I will stop and drink my coffee. Get back to the music and Harold. Bye for now. Any closing words, Harold?
Nope.
Good. That's that. I don't think so. I think it's too good for me. Somebody else. I don't think it was Dave. Cousin Dave, I don't think so. It doesn't sound like Bruce at all. No, Bruce would never give you that. Well, it was you or me, I figure.
I think it was you, because I had some business cards printed up once.
Yeah.
And I had Carol Forsberg, LL, you know, and then LLE.
Lounge Lizard
Extraordinaire.
Yes.
But many people would say, oh, LLE, are you a lawyer, are you?
A lounge lizard, and you've done an excellent job at it. You have done an excellent job about being a bar patron. I think there's a better. There should be some bar patron. I'm sure bar patron on Foursquare easily. But I like to think I've got a good nose for bars. I brag about it. Everywhere I go, I make a little bar tour until I find what I'm satisfied with, and I find them quickly. Yeah. The Yokohama bar crew, there was the Enoshima bar, that little island, there was a little bar tour there.
No, I could never do that walk.
It,
Yeah.
I could do it, but it would take all day.
It would be hard for me to do that walk, but I would, the problem is there'd just be more bars added.
Yes. I've got a Canadian friend, Brian.
Yeah.
He's actually a carpenter. He worked quite extensively in Japan building log houses.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing for a while, 2x4s.
Canadian guy. And I told him about that, and that's one of his favorite bar crawls.
It's a good one. Now I'm settled my best. We got two. We got the only cafe, of course. And then just down the road, which you would like, is the Eaton House. And usually when we usually wait till we're half drunk already to get the Eaton House, and I always step into the alleyway for a toke. And then it gets better. All right. I was signing off before, and love this song, too. Yeah, it's on there. I never did shut it down because I turned it over to the music. And then you got into the Barstool Buddha. I still think... I don't think I came up with that. Would it have been Richard from The Spider's Way?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was one of your friends in Bangkok came up with that. Future historians will have to find the answer. Right? Somebody can get their PhD thesis. Where did Harold come up with the name the Barstool Buddha? Because I like to think... Future college students are going to be mining data from this area, the trails we've left, and they're going to pick randomly one person, and through that person, they're going to start piecing together the friendships. And I feel I've left a pretty good trail behind of a network of friends that people could research. They would find you through my trail. Always been a favorite song.
Yeah.
And again, Marty Robbins down the basement on vinyl. Oh yeah. Textron, Bell Helicopter Textron. Wow. Sounds like a secret lab. Look at all that. Wow.
That must be their one of their developments.
And I bet you the Americans are in there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and look at this. Wow. That's interesting. They might have overheard our conversation. All right. So now we're into three lanes. But we're just trying to bypass Montreal, bypass Trois-Rivières, and get to Beaupré. Oh, another good song. Sorry about the quality. Days. There's been some laughs. Harold didn't find that particularly funny, but I certainly did. And if there's another one, I have to do it because it's mine. I own it. Beat him up. Hey! Get ready. Ha! missed that one. That felt good. You don't often get to shout like that. Not often enough, I'd say. Still listening? It's been good. Love this one. Now, here's a real old time. I love this one. This is old time country, boys. I don't know. How about yourself? You do that with Tom sitting beside you?
No, I don't drive on the island.
No. Well, you know what I'm saying. No. Broader picture. Just for the hell of it, yelled. Not in the midst of a fight. That doesn't count. You can be yourself with different people. That's what it's all about, right? Different people bring out different sides of yourself. Now, I could easily do that with Bruce, without any question.
This is actually quite stressful driving right now.
Yes, a lot of traffic. I can see it. But you know there's nothing you can do about it, so move on. I'll probably make a point of not doing it again, at least today. I think that was it. That's okay. Well, because I said, I think I picked these. I said Cena Stash. That's what's directing you to?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I said you want to. I am the navigator, so just take a quick look here. 20's in San Antonio. Did you say San Antonio? Because that's right in front of us, San Antonio, right on the map here. That's what I'm looking at. Is it 640, Harold?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what you want. It's a main highway, but I'm telling you, you could get off it later. Use it to get by.
Just to put in miles. I got no.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
That's right. Oh, we're going to go past Tracy and Sorrel. I actually lived the first year of my life in Sorrel. Don't remember any of it.
1.4 kilometers. Take exit 20 east.
It's giving you the right direction. So just later on, you might want to get off the big main highway, and I can tell you exactly which one. I think that's what makes it an override.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind some of the main highways just to put down mileage.
Yeah. Yeah. And some do that now.
But this is much more stressful driving.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. I understand. Neither of us want this. But for now, get past these things. But I can tell you where and when we can get on to a road that follows the river exactly. It's going to be quite slow, but it'll be quite lovely, I think.
Exit 20 east, right, turn 6 more east.
I've tried to be fair to you, darling. All right. Yeah, this is traffic. This is like being back in Toronto. And, we don't want this. As you can see, they're still building the roads. Look at that rubble. All right. Signing off. We're heading east. 640 east. Huh? But that's O-U-E-S-T. Is west. We want E-S-T east. But you think we're heading the wrong direction?
Hmm? 640. That's what we do.
Yeah, well, I think we want the direction east.
It's got me. It's showing me something.
Well, you see, this is all new construction, too, so it might be a little flummoxed by all of this.
Before we both lose our wits, so we might as well forget it after all. You know a long time, my dear.
Yeah, that would definitely be confused on this.
Yep. But I'm told, well, it's a good thing you're not stoned.
Tired of your hesitation. So please return all the.
Yeah, this is all new.
I gave along with everything. Thought we might as well forget each other now.
Good way to end. Sorry. Wicked wind. You're along the banks of the St. Lawrence River. How excited I am. And I realize now when my girls come here from Japan, I always talk about the rivers. I want them to know the rivers. Before the trains, the roads, the highways, the plains, there were the rivers. The rivers are important to Canada. Canadians know the rivers. Something along that line. Maybe not as dramatic. But anyway, I'm feeling so excited on the banks of the St. Lawrence. Chemin de Roy, the 138 heading east towards Quebec City, Trois-Rivières. Ship just going out of sight now, rounding the corner. I'm looking across what I think must be Tracy. And it's a huge industrial complex. And I just remember that name so often. My father, I guess I should just go to Wikipedia and type in Tracy, Quebec, and see what it brings up, because there's a connection here to my father. We're just down the road from Sorel, Quebec. Sorel, which I spent the first year of my life in, and of course I had no recollection. I told you that, but it shaped my father's life. And then the war came, and he was working for Marine Industries, and then had some different job. Maybe with them still. I don't know how it worked. However, it was a huge part of my father's life, and I know that's why I'm excited right now. There's some sort of wow. I'm thinking of this trip that Harold planned. He didn't realize. I'm starting to claim ownership of this trip. It's Harold's rented van, Harold's route, and yet we drove via Pembroke, and I said, Harold, did you know that's my ancestral home? The Bowles from County Mayo, Ireland, came to Pembroke. And the other half went to Elfrost, Saskatchewan. But the brothers settled in Pembroke. And we had a family farm up until when I was a little kid. Uncle Bobby, my grandmother's brother, still lived down on the farm, right on the Ottawa River, Pembroke. So we passed Pembroke, and then we took this road. We ended up in Moran Heights, where my good friend Mike lives. That's not so interesting for you, but there was a connection to me. But now, I pointed out the route. We overrode the, the GPS unit, which was telling us the fastest way to get to Beaupré, where we're heading. And I looked at the map, and I told Harold, we got to take the 138. That follows the river. We don't want to be on a big highway heading up that way. We want to follow this. And sure enough, we have, and Harold knew right away, yes, that's what I want to do. You understand the route. There's a sense right now, okay, what I'm getting at, and I'm sorry if I'm explaining it awkwardly and you don't understand, is there's a sense of harmony here on day three between myself and Harold. We've talked about friendship. I've talked about the understanding of who are the Dixon Janes. The value of my friends, because I vowed that I didn't really want to play the part of the Scarborough dude here, but it's still, all I'm doing is going further back, and I'm just the editor of the Dixon Janes zine. These are the zine people, the people I'm with, Harold and Mike Hiles and Barnacle Bill and the Nova Scotia guy. These are all actively involved in the Dixon Janes zine. So there's a roots connection, there's a history connection. I've nicknamed this the Dying Man Tour. Like a Burning Man, which probably I'll never get to, but this is the Dying Man, because there's no denying that we are dying. But not in any great hurry for that. And it doesn't feel like it today. Today, sitting here on the banks, I mean, I could spit into the St. Lawrence River, but I wouldn't, because it's sacred. Excuse me. At a little bench with Harold's full blessing, yes, go and do your podcast, my son. It's been terrific. The conversations have been great. This trip that I almost stumbled upon when Harold said, my wife's not coming, do you want to ride with me? And I jumped on that. And all the little messages sent out to Barnacle Bill about where we are, where we're heading. And me in the beginning thinking, hey, that's a few too many miles, a few too many places, a few too many directions. I just want to get to Nova Scotia. And now I'm realizing, no, there was a lot of wisdom in Harold's journey and plan, even the wisdom that he didn't know. You know, including that stop in wherever. Mont, what did I say? Mont Laurent? No, that's not it, but... For our subs, we had an SOP. I learned what SOP was. SOP. What is SOP again, Harold? Standard Operating Procedures. The SOP, the Standard Operating Procedures. I'm being a little self-conscious because I have a camera being pointed at me right now, and I don't know whether to look at the camera and try and give that, ooh, boy, doesn't he look like a wise old man kind of look, or just keep talking to you, looking down at my recorder, and I guess that's what I'm going to do. The SOP, Standard Operating Procedures. First day, we passed a subway stop, and I didn't speak up. I mentioned it, but not loudly enough to make a point of it. And we realized later on in the day, gee, wouldn't it be nice to just have a sub sandwich now that we could just keep in the fridge and pull out when the next picnic stop. So as we discussed it, this is an example of how much we're in tune with each other. As we discussed it, we said, okay, that's an SOP. Standard operating procedure, anytime we pass a Mr. Sub or Subway, and you know you're going to be hungry for lunch, pick one up, put it in the fridge, and eat it at a picnic table on some scenic spot, some scenic location, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. And Harold said, well, you can have a beer, you know, and I'm thinking, well, gee, I don't know, and then I realize, oh my God, if I didn't have a beer at this time and place, and... Harold and Bruce, well, Harold would already know, and Bruce got hold of that information. I might be kicked out of the club. What the fuck, man? You know, that's just standard operating procedure. You pull up at a picnic spot, you got your lunch, you're not driving, have a beer. So I'm drinking a pale ale from the Beansville Bay Street. Let me get the can here. We have a little Buddha on the table, by the way, which is nice. It's a Crosswind Pale Ale. They rebranded. They brought in some folks to Crosswind. This is the brewery that I've been, you know, trying to pimp a little bit. Lake of Bays. Now, I like the rot gut, better than this one, actually. And when I go back next time I find it, I haven't seen it in Toronto yet. Rock Cut. Boy, if you're looking for sponsorship there, buddies, you should be sponsoring the Dixon Chains podcast. And I'll tell you how much I enjoy... your rock gut. But the pale ale's okay. It's not great. You know, I'm just saying that. All right, so I lose the sponsorship, so what? Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm getting silly, and I really wanted to talk, capture a little bit of the feeling about this connection with my dad. I talked about him on the last podcast, and it's like a magnet. Every time I get near the St. Lawrence River, I do get excited. I take the girls to the top of Mount Royal, and I point out, okay, that's it. That's where they sailed down. That's where Cartier came down. There's always a cross on the mountain. It's Montréal, you know. So there's the draw of Montreal, and there's just the draw of the St. Lawrence. And so it's very, very fortuitous, and I'm very glad that Harold chose this different route of roads that he doesn't know, you know, and a route that we're gonna have a 3-hour ferry crossing, which is wonderful across the St. Lawrence. So this is right. We're in the groove. We are where we're supposed to be. I'm pretty excited about that, in spite of any earlier complaining. I don't think I did a whole lot of complaining. I think everybody else did. Well, that route's going to take too long, but we'll be in Nova Scotia in time for the reunion. That's all that's important right now. So I'm going to sign off there. I didn't want to drag you too long. I failed to do what I wanted to do, was just to tell you how precious this connection feels, like the excitement I feel looking over at that industrial complex on the south shore of the St. Lawrence, which I'm sure is Tracy... unless it's Sorrel. Maybe the power plant is in Tracy, and maybe that is Sorrel I'm looking at. Oh, my God, if it is. And that's even more significant. So I'm going to get out my little GPS. I think Harold's ready to get going.
No?
Thinking. Okay.
Look at there's a big rainstorm coming.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Well, yes, yeah, could be coming on us, that's for sure. All right, signing out. There's my GPS unit. Oh no, it's not. I thought I was looking at a very detailed picture of Tracy and everything else. It's a camera looking at the lawn. Okay, yeah, good thing I'm not driving. That's for sure. That is for sure. All right, hang on here. Wrong program. All right, Scarborough Dude signing off from the bank. This was a disaster, but it doesn't really matter. Does it now? Take care. Bye for now. Bells of St. Anne de Beaupré just fading out, damn it. Got the recorder too late. Stunning church, sanctuary, whatever you want to call this thing. I've been here with my students before, but just noticed, just coming through Trois-Rivières, we did the slow route. We're taking the King's Highway, Chemin de Roy, the whole way, Route 138, taking forever, but following the St. Lawrence River. And I just looked out my window and said, holy shit, look at that. And fortunately, the Barstool Buddha was in time to make a hard right in the camper and pull us down here, standing outside Saint-Anne de Beaupré, that beautiful, beautiful building that long ago, when our tour was longer, we used to bring our students. Now it's a memory. But however, one thing I just wanted to comment on was that we're not going in it now. We've got miles to make before we sleep. But I would actually have a little cross, a silver cross that I carry. Harold, I have a silver cross that I carry in my car all the time, like the Buddha, and it came from this church. That's quite a connection, isn't it? One more piece of history, Harold. You see how it's all fitting in? I actually have a connection to this church. One that even Nelko approves of. What are you getting? I'm recording right now. I'm just asking, too, out of nosiness. You're going in. Are you going for a leak? Oh, all right. Well, that's not very interesting. So, yeah, one more point along the journey. Just so exciting. We'll probably not reach our destination tonight. Eventually, we have to cross the St. Lawrence to get to Gaspé. And as I say, originally I was in a bit of a hurry, and now I'm the one who slowed Harold down and said, look, if we get off this Route 40 East, the 138 follows the river. And of course, that's exactly what he wanted to do too. And that's what's working so nicely about this. We really are connecting in a very nice way, a very easy way, because the name of the game is have fun, have a nice tour. And don't get your shorts in a knot about anything. So, there you have it. I think we'll be on our way. I can see it looks like a storm rolling in, storm clouds. Just the right time to stop here and grab our photos and share a couple of minutes with you folks. But we are about to be on our way once again. I have duties to do as navigator. I've been doing a decent enough job thus far, but I got to stay on my toes. So, we'll put an end to that here. Hope you enjoyed the little stop in Saint-Anne de Beaupré. I know Harold. Bye for now. Yeah. I just wanted to do a very, very short clip to just add one more instance of how smoothly this trip has gone. This is day three still. And Harold and I are camped opposite the wonderful church at St. Anne de Beaupré. We were looking for one particular spot down the road, and suddenly we saw this thing. It looked like a whole lot of camper vans in a field. Decided to turn in. Couldn't believe the price. It was $8 for your RV and $2 each per person. And of course, there's no hookups, no electricity, nothing fancy. But we realized, hey, at the end of the day, Harold had a very long day of driving, and on top of being seriously hungover, although he kept it in check pretty well, about having to drive through Trois-Rivières and through Quebec City. So this is a tiring day of driving. This was the place to stop. And I thought, oh, shit, well, we're going to be camped in the middle of a field, but that's okay. But as we drove around the outer circle, there was one spot, one open spot. I'm willing to say this has got to be one of the best spots, Harold. With a clear opening of the St. Lawrence River and Île d'Orléans. That's exactly what we're facing now as I sit here. We've got our two red Canadian chairs out. And we are sitting like yards away from the St. Lawrence. This is, you wouldn't plan on getting a site as good as this. And you know, we also stopped another one of our SOPs. Is that it? SOP?
SOP.
SOPs. You can remember what that is, can't you? So I can't. Was if we see a St. Hubert barbecue, to stop and get some chicken. And sure enough, just outside of town, just before coming here, there was a St. Hubert. I ran in, we got two half chickens to go. And we sat eating at the table. There's no picnic table here either. We sat at the table inside. You look out one window to the left, and you're looking at the St. Lawrence River. Clearly, that's what I'm staring at now, and it's magical. You look out the right, and you're staring at this huge St. Anne de Beaupré Cathedral. It's a wonderful thing. Not only that, the camping here includes free passes to get in. So access to site, admission to the shrine for today. So I'm going to cross over. I'm going to have a little toke and get nicely buzzed up and cross over and check out the shrine. Because you know how I like to do that. But I just wanted to let you know. Both Harold attributes it to his Buddha that he wears around his neck and has for the past 15 years. I brought a traveling Buddha with me, but we say the Buddhas don't just automatically give you this. You've got to earn it. And I'm wanting to say, forgive me, that being a nice guy brings nice rewards sometimes, okay? And I think that's what we got right now. It's going to be a tamer night. A couple more beer. Harold wants an early start tomorrow morning to catch the ferry across the St. Lawrence. So, it'll be quiet and tame and enjoyable. I will definitely be having another beer after this Red Leaf. And that's it. Over I go to the shrine. Bye for now. 97.
Fortifié par ton sacrement divin, nous te prions, Seigneur notre Dieu, puisque tu as voulu choisir cet âme au moment de la mère de ton Fils, que sa prière renouvelle notre espérance. Dans le nom de Jésus, confie la mère. Par Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur. Nous aurons